This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here with those who are serving God. And we're just thinking on when the Lord says that the time cometh when he seeketh those, the true worshipers. And that's our strive. We are true worshipers. And he said he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle, no blemishes. And our strive, no blemishes, no errors in our lives. But we're giving God a pleasing life because of the teaching, because of the word that's coming forth. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, our elders, missionary, our deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We want to talk to you today about the wells of salvation. Choir.
From what he had found. of change when salvation came.
Salvation comes when you're able to draw from the wells of salvation. Thank God, Deacon.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get the answer to you on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're here because of the life of our great Bishop Barfield, the stand she took back in Port Clinton, and we all here. We are her works that do follow her. And her works followed Moses. And Moses followed God. Isn't that beautiful? We can go all the way back to Adam. Thank God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?" Let's go to Isaiah 12:3. Whatever the one that God sends bring, it's about God's word. It's about the law. And the law is not done away with. It's being fulfilled. It was fulfilled when Jesus came, and it was fulfilled before he got here. Isaiah 12:3, Deacon.
"Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation."
Isn't that beautiful? With joy.
That's beautiful.
Drawing salvation out of the wells. Drawing water out of the wells of salvation.
Yes, Pastor.
And that water is God's word, because that's the word that washes you and I up as we travel in God. Let's go to St. John 4:7. Wells of water. We want to be that well that houses God's salvation. Wells of salvation.
Isn't
that beautiful? Let's read that. St. John 4:7, what does it say?
"There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink."
Isn't that beautiful? Give me to drink.
All right.
The well, all right, asking one, give me to drink.
All right.
But that was the true well.
Isn't
that beautiful? Because he had something to give her.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Give me to drink. What'd she say?
"For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat."
I was thinking about that. This broadcast is about teaching today.
All right.
Now he sent his disciples away to eat, to buy meat.
Yes.
Would you send 12 away, 11? So it must have been just Peter, James, and John, just a few with him. You don't need all 12 to buy some food.
No, Pastor.
No, but clearly no one was there with him. So mm-hmm. it don't mean it's with Peter, James, and John. It could have been with Bartholomew.
Right.
Philip. Yes. Say, go buy some meat.
Mm-hmm.
But he was alone. But can you see all 12 going to get some meat? All 12?
No.
And don't mean it was just the apostles sitting, the 12, the disciples. That means they've been married.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to be the men, right?
They've
been men and women, whatever. But I don't think it was over 3 or 4.
All right, Pastor.
Read.
Yes. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?
How be it? How would you ask this? How did he ask him to drink? He wasn't prejudiced.
All right.
So how are you being a Jew? Ask me. I ain't prejudiced.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
His disciples were, that's why he sent them away. But he had to learn. Read.
For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Go ahead.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
That's prophecy.
Beautiful.
And he knew what he was talking about, because as soon as he said that, mm-hmm. she asked him for it.
Mm-hmm.
He was prophesying.
Beautiful.
And she's, you must be a prophet.
Uh-huh.
Because everything you say, this is exactly what I'm thinking. If you knew the gift, if people knew the gift of God, they would come to the well of salvation. But they don't know God's gift. They got a lot of gifts out here, but it ain't of God. Read.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?
Where do you get this from? Well, out of your belly shall flow rivers when you believe on the Lord as he hath said. What the 13th verse says.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
It's not about the natural water.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the spiritual water.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
This spiritual water, once you drink, you're satisfied, you're thirsty.
Yes.
You're not thirsty for your mm-hmm. soul anymore.
Yes, right.
It's a natural thing. Yes. But go ahead.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
That's that well. Someone that has the Spirit of God on the inside.
Yes.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Seventh chapter. Let's go there. 7 and 37.
Yes, Pastor.
We want to come to the wells of salvation, and we want to come with joy.
Yes.
Not have a spirit.
No.
All right,
somebody left me a message today. And they had left me a message Tuesday. And I don't answer the phone when I don't recognize the number because it's a lot of times these solicitors.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, thing called scam. I just let it alone. So the call came again yesterday. And I listened to the voicemail. It was someone that I knew of. And they said, can you pray for my daughter? They're doing badly. This is so and so and so. They gave me the name of their mother. And their mother is in here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pray for them? And like I said, I didn't read it until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So then yesterday morning when I listened to the first one, I said, okay. I went to the last message, and she said, hi, this is so-and-so-and-so. I called you and asked for prayer. You're supposed to be a pastor. You didn't return my phone call. This is so-and-so-and-so. Why would I want? Now, if you don't believe a pastor, what you ask for prayer for? But that's what the world does.
Yes.
You're gonna bogart your way
exactly.
into God.
That's,
why didn't you return my? And she never asked me to return the phone call. But anyway, we took care of that, and God have blessed that child,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing better.
Perfect.
They're not out of ICU, but they are stable and they're breathing on their own.
Beautiful.
But how do you come to God? And the reason they do this is because they have been taught respect and honor. That's like coming to God and saying, if you're supposed to be God, why you ain't doing something for me?
Right.
That's where you gonna come to God. Wells of salvation. When you have a well of salvation, you have everything. You don't need nothing else. Because God supplies you with all the water you need for whatever you need.
All right.
That's the well of salvation.
Beautiful.
7:37 says what?
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
In other words, he wasn't prejudiced. Any man, you can come to this well and you can drink. But it's got to be so whoever will thing, read.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture
now
hath
said. Now you've got to believe on the Lord as the scripture is saying. What does the scripture says? Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Honor God and those that carry God.
Yes.
Scripture tells you that plainly. But he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, what?
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living
That's
water.
That's the one you want to come to.
All right.
The one that has the spirit is flowing to you. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Zechariah 14 and
right.
6.
All right. Yes.
That's also on page 1006.
All right.
For all of you that are not familiar with Zach too much, thank God for Brother Zach.
Yes.
But he's in 1006.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
14 and 6 says.
14 and 6.
And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark.
Isn't that beautiful? In that day it mm-hmm. shall come to pass mm-hmm. that the light shall not be clear
nor dark.
Nor dark. What? Mm-hmm.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night.
Not day nor night. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is in God. You don't need the natural light or darkness to understand what's going on, because God is our light and yes. God is our understanding. Mm-hmm. Read.
But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
Just like light, when you're in God, you don't observe things and get moody behind the position of the sun or what time of day it is.
Yes.
It's always acknowledging God, always light.
Yes. Read. Beautiful. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem.
These living waters are going out from Jerusalem. That's those that's been filled with the belly, as the scriptures say. What?
Half of them toward the former sea.
Half of them toward the former sea. That's mm-hmm. the old school.
Yes.
That's the Jews that don't believe in the Son or in the prophets.
Right.
What?
And half of them toward the hinder sea.
Half. The other half is going to that sheep that's not of this fold.
Mm-hmm.
That's to those that don't know about the Son. Don't know God's word, but they have no knowledge. But these other ones, these are the so-called Gentiles. The secret is the former, that is the Gentile as well.
Yes.
But
yes.
they claim to be
yes.
in God.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again. And it shall be in that day mm-hmm. that living waters
shall go out from Jerusalem.
What?
Half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea.
What?
In summer and in winter shall it be.
What?
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth.
What?
In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord says, I have sheep that is not of this fold.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
go to Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
2:3.
Yes, Pastor.
This is what Brother mm-hmm. Isaiah is talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is also what they talked about on the day of Pentecost. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God is bringing knowledge and make them one.
Mm-hmm.
Old school and new school. Those that don't know about the Son, didn't believe in the Messiah, and those that think they got the Lord and don't have his word. They got to be one. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
14. Excuse me. Isaiah 2 and 3. What does it say?
And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
To God's well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can draw water and you go up there. Yeah. Everything you need is there.
Beautiful.
Up to the mountain, the house of the God of Jacob. What?
And he will teach us of his ways.
He's going to teach you hey of
God.
His ways. Now, he can be male or female.
Hey
this is nothing, this is not chauvinistic over here. Because you say he. We know that man is not just a male.
Right.
Man is male and female. So don't get a problem because somebody said man.
Right.
You're yet a man.
Right. All right.
You're the woe man.
Yes.
Right?
All right.
Whoa, man.
Yes, Pastor. And we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the
That's
word.
That's the word. The law is the word. It's the same thing. It's not different.
Yes.
It's coming out of Zion. Zion is the church. And the church is Jerusalem, and it's in Jerusalem spiritually. So,
yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Out of Zion shall go forth the law. What?
And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
What?
And he shall judge among the nations.
That's what the wells of salvation are for, to bring forth judgment among the nations. What?
And shall
didn't he bring forth judgment that woman?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
She said, "I want this." He said, "Okay, go get your husband." What up? Yeah, you got five of them.
Yes.
Because before you can draw wells, you got to be honest about who you are and what you're coming for. If you can't be honest, what's the point in coming?
Right.
So he was giving her a test. Go get your, wait a minute. But she passed the test.
Yes.
All right. That'd be a read.
Yes, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people.
What?
And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into
pruning
hooks.
That's beautiful, not trying to stab somebody. But catch fish with it.
Mm-hmm.
Take with spears.
Beautiful.
Get you a nice fish and bring him up.
Mm-hmm.
Clean that fella.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation.
Otherwise, we come here and God, you're not fighting each other anymore. We're supporting one another.
Yes.
One another. We're one mind. Isn't
that
beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Neither shall they learn war anymore.
No more war. We don't learn that. Let's go to Zechariah 14:8 again. Let's
All
read
right.
that.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Not studying war no more.
All right.
Not trying to get back at somebody because they told me something I didn't want to hear.
All right, Pastor.
They didn't go off and say they're being vicious towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just being honest.
All right, Pastor.
They don't like me. They're just trying to help me.
Yes.
Zechariah,
mm-hmm.
I got to find it myself
all
because
right,
my numbers ain't adding up yet.
Right,
1006, right? All right, Zach, come on.
All right, Pastor.
Go ahead.
All right. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be.
Is that beautiful? Let's go to Galatians 2 and 1.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go there. Wells of salvation,
mm-hmm.
That's who God's anointed are.
Yes.
And so are you and I, when your belly is filled with knowledge, you're a well of salvation.
All right.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And all someone has to do is come and draw it from you.
Yes.
Right.
And you say, freely we receive, freely we give.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 2 and 1, what does it say?
Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also.
That's Paul, mm-hmm. just being converted. And after 14 years, he had to work out that reputation that was he had about slaughtering God's people.
Yes,
he
proved Pastor.
To them, I'm with God.
Mm-hmm.
14 years later, then he took Titus up there.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached.
In other words, it was revealed to him how he should approach the matter, those. He went to those that had reputation first.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't come in and start preaching because they knew who he was,
right.
that he had slaughtered the people, but he had to convince them, I'm for God now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
he went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which I preach among the Gentiles.
What?
But privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain.
Be able, wisdom. Why am I going mm-hmm. preaching in these don't really know that much about me and think I'm this and that. Let me go to those of reputation and
yes.
tell them no. Give my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read the sixth verse. What does it say?
But of those who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, Paul wasn't being disrespectful.
Yes, Pastor.
He just told it like it
yes,
was.
Yes, he did.
Some seem to be in great authority. It makes no matter to me because God don't respect the person and neither did Paul.
Go ahead, yes.
Although I'm going to tell you the truth, I ain't got to cuddle up and,
right.
and what do you call it, stroke your back.
All right, Pastor. Go ahead.
Just told it like it was. He
right.
was like that.
Yes.
Respectable and he was respected.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Right.
Read.
God accepteth no man's person.
What?
For they who seem to be somewhat in conference addeth nothing
well, they
to
were
me.
In a big huddle. But
yeah.
it didn't mean nothing to me. And listen, that's the way to feel. That don't mean you have to be disrespectful.
Yes.
But why be intimidated because you see somebody gathered together?
Go
just going about your business.
Right.
If they have need of you, they'll call you.
Yes.
What's going on?
Right.
What are you talking about? You don't have to do all that.
No.
Right.
Be confident in what you've done.
That's right.
If you're for God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. somebody would have said, come over here. So here I am. What you want to know? Did you just? Yes, I did. So. Well, I didn't know that. You know, I'm sorry about that. And go about your business. Isn't that beautiful? That's the way Paul was. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
All right.
Read.
But contrawise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me,
what?
As the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter.
That was the half that went from Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, they didn't go out. You know why? Because nobody had died.
Yes.
They weren't talking about the Son had been here. He's here. He's coming. That's what John, he's coming. And they all prophesied. But now, they're witnessing he was here.
Yes.
He died. Half went to the old school. That's what Peter did, to the circumcision, preaching
beautiful.
The gospel of the circumcision, which is spiritual,
yes.
to those that was only circumcised naturally so.
Mm-hmm.
Paul went to those that didn't have circumcision, saying, you can get it just like Abraham, because
right.
Abraham wasn't circumcised when he was called.
Right. Yes.
It's the spiritual circumcision.
Yes.
It's not the natural.
All right.
He didn't try to convince the Jews of that. God left the ignorant ones to convince mm-hmm. the so-called Pharisees of that. Paul went to the Gentiles,
right.
and when the other old school heard him, that's when they jumped in.
Yeah.
Two different ministries, right. half to the former and half to the hinder.
Yes.
The hinder of those was coming on up afterwards, but they were left behind because of the circumcision.
Yes. Yes.
That's what the scripture's talking
yes.
about.
Yeah, that is beautiful. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision.
So he had the apostleship of mm-hmm. the circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to all of those Pharisees saying, it's not that natural. It's the spiritual
yes,
circumcision.
Yes.
Read.
The same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles.
He went to the Gentiles and said, you can have this too.
Mm-hmm.
Just believe in God's word. And there's a spiritual circumcision. And he's the one let them know. He is not a Jew, this one outwardly, but one that's circumcised inwardly. That's the Jew. He
beautiful.
Let them know. Forget these Pharisees. I was one. I ain't no more Pharisee.
Beautiful.
You can get the salvation too.
Isn't that right. beautiful? Yes.
Read.
And when James, Cephas, and John.
That's
seen,
Peter.
Yes.
Cephas.
Mm-hmm. Who
so when James,
to,
Cephas.
Yes, yes.
And John.
Yes, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me. They gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Because mm-hmm. they couldn't confute the truth. They yes. understood.
Yes,
all right. What? Mm-hmm. God sent me to the Gentiles, and God sent you to the circumcision.
Yes.
And when he gave them all the report, they couldn't help but give the right hand of fellowship. That's all we can do.
Yes.
You come in here and tell us something that's right, mm-hmm. we'll accept it.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in here and show us that Jesus rose on the first day of the week, we'll accept that.
Yes.
But that's not scripture.
That's right.
And can you show me where God changed his word at all? Because he has not. If he did, he changed. And he said, I'm the Lord, and I changed not.
Yes.
How plain is that?
Yes.
That's like unto one and one is two.
Right.
If one and one can be anything but two, the world don't exist.
Right.
Because everything is built on God's word.
Yes,
and God's word is an even system. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Even
yes.
is.
All right.
Beautiful. All right.
Yes.
Let's go to, thank God, Acts 1 and 6. Let's go
all right.
there.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God. Acts 1 and 6.
1 and 6. Yes, Pastor.
It's a beautiful thing to have knowledge. Be able to draw from the wells.
Yes. That's beautiful.
What
yes.
is 6? What does it say?
Yes. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Now, it was about restoring the spirit to Israel. But remember, even though Jesus said that, some already had it restored.
Yes.
The prophets. Mary and those that had accepted them, they were already saved.
Right.
Read.
Yes. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power.
Now, what he was talking about is they were following the word. And the scripture says, to as many as received them, to them gave he power to become. So they had the Spirit with them.
Yes.
It was with them. But this is talking about the Holy Ghost powering over them to be a witness that he died and came.
Yes.
That's another charge.
Yes.
Another charge.
Yes. Yes.
And they couldn't do that until he died, because that's when the Holy Ghost
exactly.
gave them to witness. Beautiful. How did they go witness that he died when he was
right.
still with them?
He was still
he
with
had
them.
Died.
Yes, beautiful question. Yes.
But they were to witness that he had come, and they were witness to his life, how he lived. Once he died, the Holy Ghost moved them. Before them, he moved them and gave them power to do everything.
Yes.
And yet they were yet saved.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Spirit.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful pastor.
But just because you got the Spirit, that's not the power to go tell nobody something.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right.
That's another charge.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
pastor.
Yes, pastor.
Read.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Now just think about it. When he sent them out, what was that sending them out? It wasn't the Holy Ghost. It was the Lord.
All right.
And yet he is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But he gave him that power, not the Holy Ghost.
Right, right.
Because he hadn't been glorified.
Yes.
That don't mean that he couldn't, it was by the Spirit, but it was just through the Son. He was keeping them. He gave them power they didn't have.
Yes. Yes.
When he died, the Holy Ghost gave them power they didn't have. It's the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Follow him. And God got many ways to administer the Holy Ghost. The
exactly.
Holy Ghost is the Word as well.
Yes.
But just because you're receiving His Word to live for Him is not receiving the Word to go tell nobody something. It's two
right.
different charges.
Right.
Right.
Right, Pastor.
Yes. Just because you receive the Word and you were born in God's Spirit don't make you an officer.
Go ahead.
That's another charge. Yes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost
is come upon you.
What?
And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth.
Uttermost parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 7 and 38.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Let's go back
yes.
there. We're going to come back to
yes.
this.
7 and 38.
St. John
mm-hmm.
7 and 38. What does it say?
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Now, again, if you believe on him, out of your belly going to flow rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a charge
mm-hmm.
to go tell somebody something.
That's right.
That's come out of your belly. Right. We have knowledge because it says, if you believe, he's talking about the Spirit. The Spirit is in you, and you have knowledge about the Spirit. But that's not a charge to go tell nobody something. But if you believe, it's in you like a well of water. Read it again.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth on me.
Mm-hmm. As the scripture has said,
what?
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
What?
But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive.
But he was talking about those that believe on him that had a charge
yes.
with the Holy Ghost. That's why it says, Holy Ghost was not yet given what?
Mm-hmm. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
He hadn't died.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
So
yes.
the Spirit wasn't on them to do anything on their own.
Right, right, right.
They had to get
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Instructions what
yes.
to do. Let's go to Matthew's.
Matthew's, yes.
Let's go there. Say
Matthew's
10 and 1. Let's
All
go
right.
there.
Yes, Pastor. 10.
Thank God.
Beautiful. Yes.
And I believe the scripture.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
The scripture says, to as many as received him, them gave him power.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
To be God's son, that means to be
yes.
born of God. You can't be born of God and don't have the Spirit.
Mm-mm. Right.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Matthew 10 and 1, what?
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits.
What?
To cast them out.
What?
And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Did he have power to tell anything about the Son that had risen? He wasn't talking about
no.
that then.
No, not right.
It's just telling all they would do is preach the word like John
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
They didn't get into it and say, but one's coming after me. That was John's job to do that.
Yeah. Right. That's
but
right.
they were just being led by the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them power to do what he did.
Beautiful.
Now, read the fifth verse. What does it say?
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye
so
not.
So he gave them limited mm-hmm. places to go and power.
Right, yes.
It was given to them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the Holy Ghost on them to move them, but they had the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But they didn't have
Beautiful.
The charge to go into all the world because Son had not died, right. had been glorified. But once he died, the Holy Ghost, he said, you're going to receive power. Once the Holy Ghost come upon you, that's after he died.
Right.
Then they were able to go tell and they were able to go to all the world.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about This Way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get the answer to you on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.